Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. So, Larry, are you with us?
I'm here, Stuart.
Okay. Where do we want to start tonight? There's a lot going on, but it's all under the radar pretty much. And where do you, I know you wanted to do stuff with the new Torah code, so why don't we jump into that at first?
Okay, well, we can. And it's very, you know, somewhat unusual for Barry Rothman to do a Torah code during the holidays, but he did. He broke his, on December the 17th, 2020, he ran a new Torah code with two matrices, and it's basically titled Threats from the Fourth Reich, Keep Durham and Barr Silent. And interestingly, it reminds me of two timelines that are trying to operate at the very same time, and it's very interesting. Let me give you the wording in the first matrix. This is matrix number one. It says, number one, William Barr. Number two, Bush. Number three, conspiracy. Number four, Durham. Number five, Trump. Number six, threatened. Number seven, cheater, fraud. Number eight, this evil generation. Number nine, spit in his face. Number 10, Thieves. It says it twice. What do you think on that one? Then I'll give you the second one.
Well, that's kind of interesting. So is this saying that Barr is in with the Bush clan? It's a conspiracy. Durham is part of it. And what have they threatened? Trump, possibly? And obviously, cheater fraud would most likely... we already know that the election was stolen. And my problem is they don't seem to want to produce the evidence. And maybe they can't because of legal reasons, but it would seem to me that okay, wait just a minute. I'm getting a note here. Okay. I guess Steve is on. As I told you before, Steve Fletcher wanted to come on. Now I got to find his number here. Here it is. Okay. Steve. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. I'm doing great.
Why don't you tell us what you've got going on? I did read very fascinating about this when you put it up with the hydrogel patches and snake fangs and Satan, that old serpent that deceiveth the whole world. Tell us what you found.
Well, we're watching. This is I want to do this as quick as I can. I don't want to take a lot of your time here. And I was just blocked off of my YouTube channel for 7 days for talking negatively about the vaccination. They're really kicking in their censorship right now.
Okay, and, so they booted you off for
for 7 days. I didn't lose my channel, but I can't post even in my community. I can't upload videos. I can't do live stream for 7 days from my YouTube.
Tell you what.
And
they don't want the truth out there.
No, and so I created a new Twitch account where I can upload videos, and it's a real simple address if people want to find me there. I've shared a few videos today with pertinent information, what I'm going to share with you guys real quick. My account on Twitch is Fletcher222888. Fletcher222888. So I can be found on Twitch really easily that way. So what I want to share with you, okay, we're watching the Great Conjunction of December 21st, which, you know, worldwide people are talking about that as quite possibly the return of the Star of Bethlehem, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that's taking place, and this has been getting closer and closer over the last months, but now it's like we're just 2 or 3 days away. It's basically right on top of each other. And coinciding with this, on the 21st, is the Great Conjunction. It's the first day of winter. Tomorrow night and on Sunday, they're starting the vaccination program in Israel. Nobody in Israel has been vaccinated yet, but they are going to start tomorrow night, actually Saturday evening after the Sabbath ends. Benjamin Netanyahu, the chief of IDF, the president Rivlin, and the chief medical Edelstein, all of these are going to be vaccinated on live TV tomorrow night. Did you know that?
Well, I knew they were starting it, but I didn't know they were going to do it. You know, who knows whether they're getting the real vaccine or whether they're getting a placebo.
Well, they're getting it. Basically, their program is going to start. They're going to be the first ones to do it, to kick off, and just like Mike Pence did, to kind of get the public, the public support of it, and for them to see that they can trust it and stuff like that. But I want to share with you how this connects to the Great Conjunction and how it connects to what could possibly be the final understanding of the abomination of desolation. Because we're watching a vaccine that is full of contaminants, it's full of nanobots, it's full of fetus cells of dead babies, it's full of RNA, things that change the DNA of the person that gets it. Right? So we're seeing how it's going to contaminate humanity. We're seeing how it's going to be global. We're seeing how it's going to be mandatory, because even in Israel, they're showing that with the vaccination, everyone who gets the second dose, because one dose is not enough, you're going to need a second dose. And with the second dose, then everybody will get a green passport. And the green passport will allow people to continue doing the things that they're doing now, but those who do not have the green passport, all of their rights are going to be stripped away. They're not going to be able to travel. They're not going to be able to get services. They're not going to be able to buy and sell. Everybody who doesn't have this vaccination is going to be screwed, basically, right?
Right. At least that's what
they
say.
Yeah, this is what we're seeing. Now, Matthew 24 says, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place. So I want to bring to everybody's attention, the holy place, number one, is Israel. Number two, the holy place would be the temple, which would be humanity, because we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Many people are still waiting for this event to happen in a physical building, but I've been sharing for a long, long time that the final fulfillment of the abomination of desolation will be the mark of the beast, as the devil wants to take over the temple of God, which is humanity, by standing in the holy place, by sitting in the temple, putting his mark in humanity would be the fulfillment of the abomination of desolation. And then it connects to those who don't take it will end up fleeing into the mountains. And I think, you know, we watched the abomination of Barack Obama 7 years ago, but that was the big thing that everybody was saying. Well, how could that be an abomination when nobody was fleeing anywhere? Well, yes, but that was a precursor. You know, that was a precursor, a fulfillment to show what was coming in the future. And the reason why Barack Obama went to Petra the day after he left Israel, he went to Petra on March 23rd, 2013. Well, now, if we look down at verse 20, and this is the point that I want to make, we have the abomination. This could be the very abomination Jesus was saying. This could be the one that causes people to flee who do not take it. But it also connects to the timing exactly of when Jesus said, pray your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. And so what I wanted to share with you is that the 19th, Saturday the 19th, being the Sabbath, and the 21st being the day of the Great Conjunction. I mean, in and of itself, we've got this amazing sign. Okay, this is not happening just any year, but we've got a great sign that goes with this. The first day of winter on December 21st. And it says, may your flight be not on the Sabbath or in winter. And so between the Sabbath, which is Saturday, and between the beginning of winter, we have the vaccination taking place exactly in between the Sabbath and winter. You see what I'm saying? And so this is what I'm, you know, I'm just trying to share as best as I can. I was blocked off of my YouTube to be able to share it. I did make some videos about this on Twitch, so people can get more information. But I mean, we're basically watching the beginning of the time of Jacob's trouble, and if this is the mark of the beast, then we are right on top of the rapture of the church that's going to happen any moment now.
You did some numbers on the vaccine. You broke that down, did some numerology. Could you get into that a little bit? That was very interesting.
Yeah, I did. I looked up Pfizer, okay? The name Pfizer in gematria. Now, there's three numbers that came out in Pfizer. Jewish gematria is valued at 660. English gematria is valued at 480. And simple gematria is valued at 80. So I took those three numbers in the Strong's Hebrew Concordance, 660, 480, and 80, and it came out to be viper, I, or alas, woe, and then it came out to be dust. Serpent, woe, dust. Now, that is exactly the way it is written in Genesis 3:14, the serpent in the garden. It says the serpent who is cursed, who will eat dust all the days of his life. And so we have the revelation of Pfizer connecting us exactly with the numerology of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And what does the viper do? It bites, just like a needle. It bites. And
yes,
that was amazing in and of itself. And then the other connection was 660 plus 480 plus 80 adds up to 1,220 or 1,220, which also gives us the date we're watching, December 20th, and the exact day they're going to begin the vaccination in Israel.
Yeah, that can't be by accident either. Yeah, interesting stuff. Larry, got any questions?
No, that's very, very interesting. I guess we're just going to have to watch this play out. it's not like we're going to have to wait very long.
Exactly.
Anything else you got, Steve?
Well, that's really all I wanted to share. You know, for those who wanted to hear this information, again, my new channel on YouTube, it's Steve Fletcher 222. But my new channel on Twitch, with these newest sharings, these newest findings that I'm sharing, Twitch, Fletcher 222888. My channel on Twitch is Fletcher 222888. So I can be found there.
Okay, well, thank us a lot for the info. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I didn't want to take too much more of your time. I wanted to do all I can to get this information out. I mean, we could be watching the most important prophetic fulfillment since the time of Christ. And, I mean, if we could see what and how and why and when, I mean, I think it's important.
Yeah, very. We're at a pivot point. There's no question about it. Things are happening so fast, and then we got all this trouble in Washington that's developing, these cyber attacks, a phony election, a rigged election, and on it goes. It just seems to be no end to the corruption, but then again, I guess one could say that America Babylon is so corrupt that the Lord considers he can't fix it, so he nukes it. So there we go.
All right.
So,
well, thank you so much for having me on. I pray you guys are blessed. Have a wonderful night.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Yep.
Okay. Take care.
Yep. All right. So, Larry, I'll tell you what. We've got to be on the verge of something. Everything points to it. And with all these Bible codes that we just started on the Bible code, let's get back to that because it kind of, in a way, dovetails that this is all coming together in one great conflagration as far as I can see. How do you view this William Barr Bush conspiracy, Durham Trump? How do you view that?
Well, I kind of, and what's interesting, I haven't given you the second matrix, but the second matrix, and that's why I say it's almost like parallel timelines, because the first matrix has Trump in it, the second only has Biden, a total different individual.
Yes.
So it's almost like, well, which road are we going to really go down, you know?
Or both.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And by the way, I can't remember if I shared it earlier on. I think I told you, but talking about the guy, you know, Jerry Golden in Jerusalem.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention that real quick. Was he made this comment? He had a special post on his Golden Report. In other words, and it says, President Donald Trump is America's last chance before its destruction. And he said, no matter which one comes out on top, whether it's either Trump or a Biden-Harris administration, he said, America's future looks dismal. And I think he's exactly right. Either way we go is not going to be a good look. But I think I would rather ride the last hours out with a Trump at the helm than I would a Biden-Harris of all things. But no, I don't know that we'll have that. But with that being said, let me give you the second. Well, the first matrix, you asked me what I thought. It's kind of interesting because it talks about a Bush and conspiracy. And if you'll remember old Daddy Bush, he began a lot of the conspiracy that we've been subjugated to ever since. But it ties in William Barr and you know, this stuff that we're looking at, you know, William Barr and Durham, and how that nothing right comes out. And then the second code, now this is what's interesting because it again ties in John Durham as the delayer, if you will, and it begins to tie in Biden. But let me read you, and what's odd is both timelines, Stuart, or I call them timelines, both of those matrixes, Each one has exactly 10 words in it, just 10 words. So here's the second matrix with 10 words in it. Number one, John Durham. Number two, Biden. Number three, Poll. Number four, South. Number five, Clinton. Number six, Wright. Number seven, Mueller. Number eight, Comey. Number nine, DeLayer. Number 10, German. So it looks like, Stuart, to me that that really the Fourth Reich, if you will, and an operation in Antarctica or the South Pole or wherever you want, however you want to put it, and involving, you know, on one hand the Bushes and the other hand the Clintons, this is all, it's a huge conspiracy, but it's not a false conspiracy. This is a real conspiracy, and I know you dovetail all of that into Psalm 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because no question it's a conspiracy. What's interesting here, it says South Pole, basically, and Fourth Reich. We can assume this is part of the Fourth Reich, which is global deep state. They've got anti-gravity, all of this stuff, and it's just amazing. And then I found another one where he has meteorite, Ephemeni, I guess, Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire, China, embryo and sickness, which tends to confirm what he was talking about with this virus. And on some of his other codes, he ran one about nanotechnology. And I was just listening to a lady doctor who talks about, I can't remember her name, Carrie something, but she was talking about the nanobots. And if you go on YouTube and just type in nanobot technology or just nanobots and start to look at what they've actually done, realizing that they're 10 years ahead of what they're presenting, humanity really is basically in a lot of trouble, and deep state, global deep state, is behind all of it, which is why people cannot get the truth out. They will not allow the truth to come out. And this is their big push to bring about the new world order and get everybody infected and literally taken over by this nanobot technology. Yeah, it's just it's fascinating, but it's so deadly. And Larry, all I see are people lining up to get this vaccine. Brand new Pfizer, for example, Steve was talking about. It's amazing. Numerology pointing out Viper, Woe, and Dust. Dust, to me, is smart dust. Nanobots. Another name for nanobots. Folks don't realize how far, far advanced this nanobot technology is and how they can write a script for these little atomic-sized things. And if once they inject that into your body, they're going to follow whatever the script is. And it may be timed. You might not feel anything for a month, or maybe 2 months, or maybe 4 months. Then all of a sudden, it's going to hit. And I do believe firmly that 5G, 6G technology is well involved in this. You may remember that in China, in Wuhan, they forced everybody to get this vaccine. And we still don't know what was in that vaccine. What we do know is as soon as they turned on 5G, which was right about that same time, that's when everybody got sick. People were falling over dead in the streets. And we have still no idea how many people died. I think they're going to repeat it. We are under attack not only by China, but by basically every nation hates us now. And they're blaming a lot of this on Russia, I guess, this cyber attack, according to what Michael Flynn said tonight. Do you want to you probably remember, I only saw part of what Michael Flynn had to say. You want to brief us on that? That was kind of interesting. On this cyber attack?
Well, a lot of the government are, if you would, insiders, and we know who a lot of those are claiming Russia, Russia, Russia. However, even though apparently the report comes out that Russia was involved and Iran, China's the big actor, because that's what Michael Flynn told Lou Dobbs tonight, was that China was the main attack, and it was an attack upon our country. And he said a lot of people think, you know, a cyber attack is not a real attack. He said this one's real. He said we're in grave danger. He said dire danger. And he said, where is the government? They're not in operation. And he's exactly right. And of course he's giving the president advice, if you will. But you know, the thing is, the president seems to be getting a lot of advice from his advisors, who are liars.
Yeah. And the other thing is, he's been awfully quiet about all, he hasn't said anything, has he, about this cyber stuff?
No, he's been too quiet. Some of the insiders I heard last night on Lou Dobbs was talking, they said that if you know Trump, and, you know, just like the deal where he sent missiles into Syria, he says he's not going, if he's serious, he's not going to tell you what he's going to do. All of a sudden, we're going to have something happen. And they're very concerned that Trump's up to something, that he really is going to respond to this attack against our nation, which it is. And China appears to be one of the top dogs in doing this. And, of course, all the Democrats and rhinos, they're in the pockets of China. So all they can say is Russia, Russia, Russia. But this is really a serious matter. And I don't think the American people are even aware that we're not talking about the attack that happened yesterday. We're talking about attack. And this is what Michael Flynn was saying. He said this attack has been going on for months, if not years. And he said, not only that, the malware that they've entered into our systems cannot be removed. You cannot extricate it from the system. It's there. And we don't know what it's done and where it's at and what it's even doing today. He said a lot of it that they put in there slept for a while and then woke up and went to work. And he says it's highly sophisticated, and we're in a lot of danger. Because this, everything involving our military and defense, and even our nuclear weapons, is at stake here. And why is it only? Why did it take 9 months, 9 long months, for all the intel agencies and alert agencies in America to say, "Whoops, we've been attacked." And suddenly, when they said it, Stuart, they acted like we just got attacked the other day. And all along, this has been ongoing for a year or more.
Well, I would say they're complicit. I think what we have is high treason in just about every area of government. It is so corrupt. Like I told Steve, the Bible says that, and you've said it many times, if it's broke at the top, how do you fix it? You can't. And so the Lord launches a nuclear attack upon the United States through I guess any number of countries can be involved in it. It looks to me like Russia is predominantly the one involved. And down we go. If you read Isaiah 18, it appears that it occurs just after the attack upon the Isaiah 17. Which, any more news, by the way, on Isaiah 17? You know, they were getting ready to take out Damascus if they had to, and then all of a sudden that all went very quiet. What happened? Do you know? Any word from anybody?
Yeah, the only thing I know, it's still in the Bible. That's the only certain thing I know.
Yeah. So it's coming. It's just a question of when they release it, I guess. Pentagon abruptly halts Biden transition meetings. What is that about, do you think? they're not briefing Biden, I guess. No, they've quit it.
Well, this may be tied to what Trump is doing. Trump is doing something in the background that most people are unaware is even going on. And, you know, I don't, and you know Trump, well, as I know Trump, you know, he's no dummy. And I really don't think that Trump did that sudden change of Pentagon leadership and foreign policy leadership and began to remove all the Obama and Bush and Clinton generals and begin to insert loyal generals. I don't think he did that just for show. I don't think he did that for some type of make a video. I think it's a design plan. I would have to say, and in the background, matter of fact, I'll read it to you. It don't mean a hill of beans. It may not even be true, but I kind of give a little credence to it. You know Al Cuppit, of course, and Brother Bob.
Yes.
Well, I just got an email the other day from Al Cuppit, and he said that Brother Bob had sent him just a few words in a sentence after he'd been in a lot of prayer about what's happening in America and how we look like we're just going under. And Brother Bob said after that time of prayer, he wrote this down and sent it to Al Cuppit, who sent it to me. It said, "The Lord is going to do something." Well, that's kind of parroting what I've been saying for a number of weeks now, and people are probably hearing it, tired of hearing it, because, you know, I sound like a parrot that doesn't go anywhere. But I've been saying all along that I believe in prayer that the Lord told me he's coming to do battle in this thing. And what that entails, I have no idea, because I don't think like he does. But anyway, Al Cuppit said that this is the word coming to, and if people don't know who Alex Cuppit is, Alexander C. Cuppit is his name. He was a part of the staff of the Joint Chiefs, and really high level stuff. And anyway, he gets still intel from different people. But here's the word he said that they're receiving coming out, warning the old military people, which he is, by the way. The word is, and I'm reading a quote here. The word is that martial law is coming right after Christmas. And Trump sets General Flynn over all the U.S. military. The Navy will be guarding the East and West Coast, and it's very possible that we get attacked. And matter of fact, there's been a number of warnings come out from insiders that the U.S. is preparing to receive attacks, not only from actors outside the U.S., but terror attacks on our bases within the U.S. And anyway, his word was, just get ready. In other words, quit playing around. Just get ready. You don't have to get ready. And if you're not ready, don't call on somebody else to help you out. You know, you can get ready on your own if you want to. And you, Stuart, and I and others, we try to do what we can to be ready at home, because, Stuart, the way this is working, and from what I'm understanding, I know a lot of people are probably not following like you and I are following this cyber attack. This is ongoing. It's not over. They can't, and you know, let me be a parrot one more time and echo myself. I'm telling people that, as General Flynn was saying, they cannot even remove the malware in our government computers. They can't do it. And that the FBI has completely quit using any of theirs. Now, I don't know what the FBI is doing that would mean anything anyway anymore. They spent 4 years trying to beat the hell out of Trump. So I don't know what they're up to. I don't even think they need a computer. But for those that do need computers, we're kind of in a mess, if you will. And so this is ongoing. And part of this, Stuart, and General Flynn was very explicit. He said this takedown of the American system also has the capability of completely disengaging or taking down our infrastructure. Now, let me just mention one infrastructure, okay? Just one. Our electrical grid.
Yes.
That's just one. But could you imagine if suddenly overnight, like say midnight tonight, the electric grid goes dark because they decide to take it down? Our enemies do. Do you know nothing works tomorrow? Pretty much nothing.
Yeah, and they couldn't do that. In fact, they may do it systematically, a blackout here, blackout there, blackout in some other city, just to create massive confusion. They do have that ability. It's incredible what you can do. And I don't know. The nation is going down. We're Babylon the Great. Whether the Lord will give us a slightly more delay, or whether the martial law is what the Illuminati have long dreamed about, to put us under martial law, and then all they got to do then is take out Trump if they choose to, and Obama can resurface or somebody else, and we're done. It's very, very simple. But I do believe we are going to see things that you would not ever consider, really. And that ties into this COVID-19 and these continued communist takeovers by our comrade mayors, governors, and even local county officials. They're following a script. And they're lying through their teeth about all of this. Fauci said they were actually inflating. Burks said they were inflating. The CDC said they were inflating the death counts. And the testing is basically worthless. Fauci himself said it was worthless. And yet nobody seems to be paying any attention to this. I'm beginning to wonder, Larry, is all of this a diversionary thing while they lock down the country through a cyber attack or however they're going to do it? Everybody is focused now on vaccines. I just don't understand that people are that stupid that they would take a vaccine that has really not gone through any of the basic tests that they normally put it through. It's brand new. It's this mRNA DNA.
Yeah, well, Stuart.
Go ahead.
If you'll remember, there were some, Congress passed it a few years ago. You don't have to test it, Stuart. We are the test. It is legal now for the government to use any biological or chemical agent on the American people without any result. We are the test. That's what this is.
Yep, we're just lab rats now. David Icke did a really, if you go to davidicke.com, he's a new ager pretty much, but he has been examining and working on this stuff for years. He just put out a very, very interesting one about all of this. And it's just amazing how the global deep state has propagandized the people of the world, got them to bow down, got them to give up their rights, got them to destroy their businesses and destroy their lives, and yet nobody seems to fight back. I did some research, of course, in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, and it talks about pharmaceutical witchcraft. That's what COVID-19 is. It's witchcraft. Here's a headline, though, Larry. Coroner in Colorado exposes inflated or phony COVID death count. For months, the Hal Turner radio show has been telling the public the COVID-19 death count is being grossly inflated. There were even jokes made on the air about COVID-related gunshot wounds. Well, it's not a joke. Burks, right on TV, said, well, you know, we're counting all kinds of things as COVID-19. Influenza-like symptoms. So if they got the flu and it's a bad case and they die from it, well, that was a COVID-19 death. I can't imagine that the American people are so stupid. But then again, I guess from what our good friend Barry Rothman found in the Bible codes about the stupidity virus, it's got to be real. I mean, have we lost all ability to connect dots, to question at all? Have we gone that far, do you think?
I think we've gone further than that. You can't even hardly find anybody around you anymore that can connect one and one together and make two.
I know. It's got to be the mystery of iniquity or something is going very badly wrong with the American people. And only a very small remnant, actually, I think, understand what's truly happening. And
you remember a report by Celeste Solom I can't remember now, maybe less than a month ago, where she came out and she said that FEMA had already run the projections, and they said only 3% of the world would refuse this vaccine.
Yeah. Many and few. Okay, another headline. World Economic Forum wants government, central banks, and big businesses to help vaccinate the world. Now, this may not sound like much. This is everything, folks. This is where we're going. This is how they're going to do it. The World Economic Forum believes a management triumvirate, I guess that's how you pronounce it, comprising big business, central banks, and government can play a pivotal role and the global take-up of the coronavirus vaccinations. And who knows what's in there? Well, I think Steve found something out. This is of the snake. We know who the snake is. A report published Tuesday points to the personnel records. Now, look at where they're going with this. Held by big businesses as an asset in identifying those who need the vaccinations. Underwritten by banking institutions and globalist organizations like the UN subsidiary World Health Organization, who providing tracing apps and digital health passports. This is all a hoax. It's a huge hoax. We have now thousands upon thousands of doctors coming out and saying, hey, wait a minute. What are you doing? Well, it's falling on deaf ears. Anyway, it says here, workplace norms and employers that encourage pandemic time discipline even after the vaccination programs kick off will play a pivotal role in driving continued positive outcomes. The WEF came just hours after the Catholic Church argued that such a vaccine program should not be feared or countered. Rather, it should be treated as a natural course of global events. And you've got Protestant evangelicals and big churches now coming out, take the vaccine. Well, we already know that most of these pastors, preachers, teachers, and evangelists are fakes anyway. The Bible tells you they're fakes. So what else could they do? They're under the influence of Satan. So they're arguing that the satanic vaccination program, everybody should take it. The question I have, why in the world are they in such a rush to get the entire world vaccinated? And I think people really do need to ask that question. Anyway, getting back to the article, it says the WEF paper goes on to say relying on employers is a natural solution, given that this is adult vaccination at a scale which we have never done before, is only natural that the workplace will emerge as one of the key hubs for evangelizing and expanding vaccination cover. It then points to what it believes is the combination of tech, big government, and globalist organizations and what they can achieve. governments, central banks, and organizations like WHO are hugely supported by enterprises joining the good fight. Private-public partnerships adopting the all-hands-on-deck approach have served us tremendously well, even as corporations fight their own battle to protect employees, redeploy capabilities to help new pressing needs, steady cash flows, and keep the economy running. Now, this is interesting in view of the fact that all small businesses are going to go away. This has been the plan right along. If you go in the book of Revelation, it says there are only two classifications of people, the super rich and the very poor. The middle class has been decimated. The middle class has been destroyed. What's the middle class? All you small businesses. How is it that people like all the big companies, Walmart, et cetera, they can still be open? And yet you get communist Cuomo, a serial killer, in my opinion, a mass murderer of New York. I don't know, Harry. They're getting away with it. And, you know, you would think the people of New York, particularly all those people who lost their elderly, would have already gotten together and filed a massive lawsuit against the state of New York. And why hasn't there been a recall against Cuomo? A massive recall. This guy is as corrupt can be. And he's evil. He's evil just like all these people are. I wish people would believe Psalm 2, because that's really what it tells you. The kings of the earth, the rulers, the rich men, all those people are aligned together against the Lord and against his anointed. They're antichrist to the core, these people are. This is evil. This is satanic evil rising up right under our noses. And yet, around the world, people are sitting in their chairs, twiddling their thumbs. Oh, what do I do now? What do I do now? Well, I guess die. That's what you do next. Die. You won't fight back. Die. That's the choice. You're either going to fight back or you're going to die in a FEMA camp, you're going to die at home alone, or you're going to die in some wretched place. Why? Because nobody would fight back. Have you ever seen anything like this, Larry? Nobody. Fighting back. I can't say nobody.
No,
there are
not.
Few, but they're very...
Yeah. Well, I sent you earlier an exhortation, if you will, from our word from Al Cuppett, who was also telling people, he said, there's so many people in America don't believe in FEMA camps. They don't even think there are any. He said, you're very, very wrong. And he said, one of the first group of people that will begin to be sent to these camps are going to be the older people. They're going to get rid of them.
Yeah, they've already announced that. The CDC has announced that they're the elderly. People over 70, they're going to round them up and kill them all. People, I don't know whether you can't get your mind around any of this or what is wrong, but there's something very, very wrong. I think New York State is a microcosm of people unable to fight back, unable to challenge this comrade Cuomo and his buddy mayor down there in New York City. Why haven't the people of New York City gotten together and got rid of this guy? Same thing in California. It's taking forever to get rid of their governor. He's a communist. They're all communists. This is a communist insurrection. And nobody wants to even talk about it on major news like Fox. They cannot, for whatever reason. The only one I think I've heard, well, Trump mentioned that this was a communist coup on one of his rallies, and I never heard it again. And I think it was Newt Gingrich who also made mention of the fact that this was a communist takeover. But they can't call it for what it is. They can't call evil for what it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Remember they cut Newt Gingrich off right in the middle of his talk, and I really haven't hardly seen him anywhere but Newsmax lately. And I find it interesting, Stuart, that all the preachers in America, most all of them, that you're not hearing anything from, they're not being deplatformed anywhere. It's just the ones that's telling some truth.
Yes. Yeah, suddenly and very oddly, the outspoken pastors against this COVID suddenly get COVID-19 and die. I'm beginning to wonder if they aren't using some technique like a hot job of alternative three. You know, you've been attacked by it. I've been attacked by it. You get this massive wave of energy that comes out of nowhere and knock you right to the ground. Bad stuff. Anyway, back to this. President Trump should take action. The United States is facing an evil force that wants to destroy our country and, in fact, destroy all good things in humanity. This election is the climax of the battle between freedom and communism, between good and evil. Trump's destiny is to fill the breach. He has taken an oath to defend the U.S. Constitution, and he has presidential powers to do so. Trump should use those powers as president to safeguard the future of our republic and arrest those who have conspired to deprive people of their rights through election fraud. The Insurrection Act enables Trump to use the military to seize the key electoral evidence in contested states and deliver a transparent, accurate accounting of the vote. What do you think, Larry? How long can he wait before he does something? Or if he's going to do anything, I should put it out that way.
Well, I would say that it appears he's in the waning hours of his presidency, or possibly even the waning moments of his presidency, and they don't expect him to survive it. So if he's going to do anything, I would assume it's going to be, it's either soon or it's not at all.
Yeah, it says DNI Ratcliffe leads 17 intelligence agencies, and he has access to the most highly classified information that is held by the U.S. government. He told CBS News that there was foreign interference by China, Iran, and Russia in November of this year, and he is anticipating a public report of those findings in January. So they were going to release this on December 18th, the deadline set by executive order in Congress. And deep state evidently is delaying this. What's the latest you have on that?
Well, the latest I've heard on this is that the intel agencies will not sign off on anything involving China, a connection with China and the elections. And so Ratcliffe can't do anything because until they sign off, he can't certify it. And Trump has already said unless China's listed as one of the culprits, he's not interested in it at all anyway. So, and I told people, you know, everybody in the world was saying, and of course I'm on Parler, and I had posted three or four different things on comments on Parler that I, from what I was gathering, it appeared that the deep state had blocked Trump on this DNI report ever coming out, especially Friday today. And guess what? Mm-hmm. It didn't. So since it didn't happen, I would say Trump, if he doesn't go martial law and do it rather quickly, we're probably over the hill and it's the end of it.
Yeah, I guess the next several weeks are going to tell the story for the United States, or whether the Lord is going to raise up his hand and say, not yet, and give us a little more time for the nation to repent. But I don't see any repentance. I don't hear any cries for repentance. It's a dirty word now. It's a very vulgar word for the church to hear. And on it goes. World War III alert. China carries out practice attack on Taiwan in a fearsome military drill. Are they really going to go for this? they're running out of time themselves.
Yeah, they're rather serious, though. The military drills were not drills. They were repositioning a lot of their forces around Taiwan, and they've given Taiwan, from my understanding, an ultimatum. China has said to Taiwan to totally disengage from the American system and from America completely and subject themselves to China's authority, or they will just go ahead and take them over. And so that's we're waiting on that. China's pushing the limit, absolutely pushing the limit. And as there's a number of really highly intelligent people that have already said, and I kind of echo them, we're at war with China already. The American people are not awake, but, you know, so what? I mean, they're still eating popcorn and drinking Cokes. But there's some of us, we're aware that we're already at war. It's not like you got to wait on it. It's already happening.
Yeah, it's here. And, you know, the Bible talks about how America is, the borders are opened up by God himself. And fifth columns are in here. And it's just, they're just waiting for the go, green light. And all of a sudden, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, and I really recently listened to an emergency briefing Steve Quayle gave Doug Hagman, and the title of it, "The Dragon is Already Here." And ironically, the last show we did Wednesday night with Daniel Holdens, you know, he's from the Air Force, and he knows what missiles look like, and he said, "I just had one go over my house, fired from a missile base in Tennessee, going north." But the American people, their eyes glaze over, they shake their head, they still don't know what's going on.
Yep, yep. When trouble comes, they'll be going to their neighbor and probably be met with bullets, which is, according to the Bible, actually is true. If you get into Proverbs and whatnot, If you won't take care of yourself, you have no right to ask anybody else to take care of yourself. You're just lazy. And a friend of ours went over to a neighbor, and he's pretty well known. I just don't want to use his name. And told his neighbor to prepare himself for what was coming. And the neighbor looked at him and said, "I'm just going to come take yours." Well, my reply is, what you're going to get is a .44 Magnum right between the eyes. I'm not required to take care of you. If you're that lazy, you deserve what you get from being lazy. And, of course, the milquetoast Christians would all say, "Oh, that's a terrible thing to say." Well, that's what the Bible says. You better start reading what the Bible actually says about that kind of stuff. It's amazing. Go to the ant, sluggard. Prepare. The ant is a very busy creature. Stores away food for the hard times. Anyway, I wanted to get into the arrival, but we ran out of time. And I will say this, the UFO sightings for this year are off the charts for any other year, which means that Israel, it always ties to Israel, folks. That means Israel is about to have a major, major problem, and that's probably Isaiah 17. Any last word, Larry?
Well, I would just mention that I've heard some talking, and they say, of all irony in the social media world we live in, the first day of war will melt a lot of snowflakes.
Yeah, well said. I don't know, folks. Heads up, I know most of you that are listening are the remnant and you have prepared, but if you go to your neighbor and start talking about this stuff, they just roll their eyes at you and think you're some sort of a fruitcake. Anyway, serial liar, close with this one. Bill Gates is now denying ever talking about digital vaccine passports. But we have all the video proof that he did. These people are all liars. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll do an emergency if anything pops that we are not aware of. Anyway, take care, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.